Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Be Firm in Your Faith by Tiffany Tabalt, read by Leah Martin. If you are not firm in your faith, you will not be firm at all. Isaiah 7:9b. This world and its politics, philosophies, and priorities seems to be spinning out of control, much like a snowball rolling down a hill. As that snowball is rolling down, it gathers more snow with each turn, growing larger and larger until it's massive and uncontrollable. As that snowball is rolling down, it gains speed, becoming dangerous to anyone or anything in its path. Turn on any news channel and you'll see the raw pain and anger in the hearts and lives of so many. People are so hurt, and they need some real solutions. Everyone has an opinion on how to fix the problems, but in their well-meaning words and efforts, someone else becomes hurt. There's never been a better time in your life than right now to stop and take a moment of reflection. How firm, how solid is your faith in God? Do you know what you believe? Do you know what's true about God? Have you grown your faith, increased your knowledge of doctrine, and strengthened the miracle of your testimony? Have you studied the Bible for yourself and learned to love and embrace its truths in your life? Isaiah 7:9 says this, "If you're not firm in faith, you will not be firm at all." There's a battle going on in this world of evil versus good. As followers of Jesus, we know that He alone is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. History has also been filled with evil men bent on destruction. History's been filled with godly people making a difference in the lives of those around them, not only through good works, but through allowing their firm faith to guide others to the Lord. 1 John 5:19 asks, "Is your faith firm enough to stand against the tidal wave of evil in this world? Is your faith firm enough to know that regardless of the situation, as it says in Hebrews 13:5, God will never leave you or forsake you? Is your faith firm enough to sustain you, though, as Matthew 7:14 explains, no one goes the same path as you? If you're not firm in your faith, then when the troubles in life come your way, you'll be like someone trying to balance on a raft going over a waterfall. You won't make it. Every single situation that comes your way will either build your faith or chip away at it. If you want your faith to be firm, then deliberate effort needs to be made to do so. Just as one's intentional for other goals in your life, growing faith needs to be made a priority now more than ever. Your soul requires it. The struggling child in your home needs to see your faith. The hurting neighbor's looking for it. And the desperate coworker is watching you to see if your faith is firm enough so they can grab hold of the truths you say that you believe to help them as well. God said in Luke 12:20, "This night your soul is required of you." Death will come for each of us one day. How ready will you be? The time is now, today. Open up the Bible and study it. In it, you'll find truths that will change your life for today, tomorrow, and for eternity. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I want to know you more. I want to be sure of what I believe about you and your word. Help me to apply my thoughts and my time so that I can study your truths, so that I can increase my faith. Help my unbelief, Lord. Help me to take what I know about you and consistently live out those truths every day of my life. Help me to see my situations as opportunities to see you move in my life. Help me to be bold in sharing what I believe with those around me. In your name, I pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.